Direct from Birmingham in the UK, it's blindbargains.com coverage of Site Village 2015. Brought to you by HeartGen Consultancy.
HeartGen Consultancy, how can we help?
If you need high-quality products such as Lisi for all JAWS users, online access technology courses, JAWS script writing, competitive pricing, and friendly sales and support, we're HeartGen Consultancy, and we can help. Visit us today, www.heartgen.org.
Now, here's Dave Williams.
We're at Site Village 2015, and I'm with Simon Parsons, who is the Regional Development Manager for the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. And I was just saying to one of your colleagues, Simon, that the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, you've got to be one of the more established organisations in the room, dating back to 1928, isn't that right?
That's correct. Yes, we had an interesting history. We had a very well-decorated war hero who lost his sight as a result of enemy fire during the Boer War. And he was shipped back to the United Kingdom. And of course, with no welfare state, he spent a lot of time in hospital coming to terms with his sight loss. Purely, and having been a very active soldier, he really struggled to come to terms, as I say, with dealing with his sight loss. And he had a couple of friends of his who rigged up a very old radio, and they earthed it to his hospital bed. No health and safety in those days. And he came to realise the value of the radio, of the audio, or the wireless, while he was recovering from his, or recuperating from sight loss. And he had some very powerful friends. One of those is a chap called Winston Churchill, who launched our charity on Christmas Day in 1929. And from then on, we've been providing specially adapted audio equipment to people with sight loss.
So any blind person, presumably you have to be registered blind.
Yes. As much as we'd like to be able to supply everybody with sight loss with a piece of equipment, we are a small independent charity who we don't receive any government funding. In order for an individual to have one of our sets on free loan, they would need to be either registered blind or partially sighted, over the age of 8 years of age, resident in the UK, and in receipt of a means-tested benefit. So something like income support or pension credit or the income-related employment support allowance. They are just examples of a means-tested benefit.
But if people are not sure, then they should probably get in touch. It's going to cover most blind and partially sighted people over the age of eight.
Yes.
And then you say a free loan, so is that how long is that for?
Okay, well, they can have the equipment for as long as they wish to have it. We as a charity work across the United Kingdom with a network of what we call agents, who usually are the local association for the blind, or the local sensory team, or we work with library services or volunteers, who will install or who supply and install the equipment on our behalf. And they will arrange to conduct the assessment. They will discuss with the individual which is the most appropriate piece of equipment for them, whether it be just a digital radio or whether they would want something more with perhaps a CD player or a tape cassette, and then they would arrange to install the equipment on our behalf, set it all up, and show the recipient, the people who have our sets, how to use it and how it all works, and make sure that they're very happy and comfortable using the equipment.
Wireless in recent years has come to mean wireless access to online services.
Yes.
So are there any possibilities for that in any of the equipment that you offer?
Well, yes, you're quite correct that wireless, when we started up back in 1929, was something very different to what it is now. We do have a piece of equipment now called the Sonata Plus, which is an internet audio player and is accessed wirelessly through an individual's broadband connection and their wireless router. And what it allows the user to do is to access anything that's available on the internet in an audio format. So we're talking radio stations worldwide, podcasts, talking books, newspapers. And the thing with the Sonata Plus is that it audio describes to the listener where they are. So it has a playlist and a speech-to-text engine incorporated within it. So we are moving into the wireless technology age as well. And again, that piece of equipment is available on free loan to people. The only additional criteria would be that an individual would need to have a broadband connection in their home for the Sonata Plus to work.
And then that would be one of your agents would then go out and help get
exactly.
that set up.
Yes, yes.
And yeah, because that's obviously the sort of the crucial bit, isn't it, really? But obviously we all love the radio,
yep.
but if you've got to, you know, put in passwords and get it connected to your wireless network, that can be a bit complicated.
But also, the beauty of the Sonata Plus is that it immediately starts to talk to the individual the minute the machine is switched on. So actually, it does allow somebody with little or no sight to be able to set it up themselves, should they so wish to do so. It's very easy to do.
And if people want to add a podcast, for example, Blind Bargains,
right?
How would they go about
okay.
that?
Well, we have our—I like to call them our boffins at our head office. Would be able to find that podcast and add them remotely to an individual's machine. Each machine is unique and has a unique serial number. So, if a podcast is available digitally through the internet, then we can access it for people who have one of our Sonatas.
So people should just ask if they want it added.
Absolutely, they can ask, and all in our contact details. Our main head office number is based in Maidstone in Kent.
Okay, well we'll get to that. I just want to very quickly ask you a little bit about funding. So is it purely private donations? I mean, how are you able to provide this fantastic service right across the country?
You're exactly right, Dave. That's exactly how we operate. We don't receive any statutory or government funding whatsoever, so we're reliant on the generosity of members of the public, trusts and funders. We're fortunate to receive a number of requests and legacies, we are always keen to seek forms of funding.
And what happens if it goes wrong? You know, if I've got something like the Sonata and I'm struggling with it, or it doesn't work for some reason, what happens?
Yep, okay, well, with something like the Sonata, we can arrange to have it returned to our head office, and we'll arrange for that to be returned. Articles for the blind, we'll fix it and then return it to the recipient. Usually it's an issue with an individual's broadband connection rather than the set, but again, we have a helpline and for Sonata users, so they can ring that, and there is a very helpful and knowledgeable individual at the end of that who can talk people through any issues. In respect of the other equipment, should a piece of our equipment get damaged or is broken, then we will replace that set free of charge, and we as the charity will bear the cost of any repairs. So we would swap the set like for like, so that a recipient was not left without a set, and we would arrange, as I say, for it to be replaced like for like.
And you mentioned that in the eligibility criteria, it's from the age of eight. What,
yes.
I mean, what is the kind of the demographic of your typical...
We have a database of about 40,000 sets currently out at the moment, right across the United Kingdom. I would say that the main demographic is probably male or female living alone, probably over the age of 70. That, I suspect, would probably be a sizeable percentage of the sets currently out. But we are finding, of course, more and more people, particularly those who are losing their sight in their teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s, are very technically aware and very computer literate, hence the reason for looking at new pieces of equipment such as the Sonata Plus, which connects wirelessly to the internet.
And in terms of supporting materials like documentation and that kind of thing, is that accessible?
Yes, each piece of equipment comes supplied with a CD, which gives an audio instruction to each of the new listeners to be able to sit through and just have a practice with all the buttons, but it becomes very easy to use, and of course, again, our local agents are always there at the end of the phone to help out and provide instruction and support, as are the staff at head office as well. The important thing to stress is that our equipment, our range of audio equipment, apart from the Sonata, is manufactured for us by Roberts, so they're designed to be very robust and easy to use. And the equipment also is especially modified for people with sight loss in that it has colour contrast controls and tactile markings to make the equipment very easy to use and navigate around.
And are people able to get one of these sets if they're perhaps not eligible for the free loan, if they wanted to buy one?
Yes, can they
do that?
They can. If an individual is not eligible, then the entire range of equipment is available to purchase. And again, prices can all be made available either through the internet or on our website or at our head office telephone number. The Sonata Plus machine is available at £349.
Okay.
Now we recognise that that is a sizeable sum of money, so we are able to offer a 12-month interest-free loan on the Sonata Plus as well.
Okay.
So we're trying to be as helpful and flexible as we can.
So you can spread the cost?
We can spread the cost, yeah.
Right.
We're continually looking at the next generation of equipment and what is appropriate, suitable for people with sight loss. So watch this space. I think if we knew where we were going to be in 2028, then perhaps it wouldn't be quite so much fun. But we continue to monitor very closely the very rapid developments in technology.
In 1928, when blind people were first able to get access to a radio, that was obviously considered revolutionary and the latest and greatest cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
And I look around now and I see a lot of blind people who are benefiting from smartphones, and it's really had a transformative effect on their lives. But obviously a smartphone is still a very expensive piece of kit. Is there an argument, do you think, that in the future maybe we need some kind of scheme where a blind person can get the loan of a phone, maybe not an iPhone, but something that would provide that type of functionality so that you can feel connected to your family, you're able to use these apps that are, you know, assist with your independence, you know, colour detection and light detection and GPS and so on. Do you see what I mean? Because I think now the smartphone is a bit like the radio was in 1928 in terms of it being... Because arguably my smartphone is more useful to me as a blind person because of, you know, the things I mentioned, than perhaps it is for a sighted person.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, I agree. And I think as a charitable organisation, I think we need to be ever mindful of those who we're currently supporting, how shall I put it, of more senior years, in catering for those individuals, but also looking at the next generation of technology with things like the Sonata Plus, an internet audio player. And I know that, as I said previously, as an organisation, we're continually looking to improve and develop the equipment that we offer and that we're going to offer in the future. One of the things we want to ensure is that in 2028, British Wireless for the Blind Fund is still as relevant today as it will be then, as it was back in 1928.
How do people get in touch, Simon?
Okay. We have our website, www.blind.org.uk.
Blind.org.uk.
Yeah. Or alternatively, our head office telephone number is 01622 754 757.
Simon from the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.